What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is Contemplation with me, number 30. I cannot believe it already. We hit 100 episodes last Thursday with Mr. Tim Kennedy, and yesterday's podcast was with the one and only Dakota Meyer, Medal of Honor recipient, former Marine sniper. He's a great guy. He really is. He's been through a lot. He's been through a lot of shit, but he's come out on the better side, and he's still going through stuff. I'm still going through stuff. We're all still going through stuff. He said it. His words exactly was, we're all fucked up, man. Everybody has something going on. And that conversation was one of the better ones. I mean, there's really not a bad one, but it was really good because, one, it hit home close to me. Him and I walked in the same valley. I didn't even know it. Like, it blows me away that I had a conversation with somebody who walked in the same valley with me in Afghanistan, and he got a Medal of Honor there. So quick backstory is that when I was there on that deployment, I worked with one of the interpreters, and he said, have fun going in that valley because 3 Medal of Honors have come from that valley. He said that to me before I did that, and I was like, oh, all right, well, I have no choice. I'm just going to go ahead and do this, and then here I am 5 years later, and I'm interviewing one of those 3 guys. That freaking blows me away, and a lot of things that he said were just so good, so I encourage you to go back and check out conversation number 73 with Dakota Meyer. This is number 30 of the contemplations where it's just me. And like I said, thank you so much for being here. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much. You can head over to my website, christophlewis.com/podcast. Check out the rest of the podcast. Find out a little bit more about me. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And that's christophlewis.com/book challenge. I'm reading one book a week for a year. I was a self-proclaimed terrible reader, and now I'm a good reader. And that's pretty much it. It's as easy as that. I was bad at one thing. I said no more. And now I'm reading quite a bit. I also have an injury, so I can't work out anymore. So I substituted the suck with something good, and now I am reading a lot. I made a new Instagram account. It's called One Book a Week Challenge. You can follow along and see every book that comes out each week. And there are super duper, super awesome, cool book facts, the coolest ones in the entire universe on a daily basis. Like I said last week, I'm on a mission to make reading cooler than it's ever been and have people realize that it's feasible to read more and faster than you think, and even more so that applying this knowledge that we read in these books is priceless and will help you obtain your goals. Last week, I read the best book on management I've ever read, and just about interpersonal skills, is First, Break All the Rules by Marcus Buckingham and Kurt Kaufman. Highly suggest that. Remember, you can head over to the website and buy any of these books. The next book that I started reading is Zero to Hero by my good friend Nate Wilson. This is a book from an addict. Nate went through a lot of shit. He was a drug addict, meth, crack, coke, alcoholic, in and out of jail for years, and he came out on top. He truly went from zero to hero. It's a phenomenal book, and I'm finally finishing it. So, Nate, if you're listening to this, shout out to you. You are a good human being, and what you're doing is incredible, and I'm finally getting around to finish your book, and I cannot wait to share it with the world. So, like I said, yesterday's conversation was number 73 with Dakota Meyer, so check that out. And today, I'm going to speak with you about the perfect opportunity and how it doesn't exist. So let's get into it. All right, the perfect opportunity. It doesn't exist, or at least you may never experience it. I don't want you guys to sit back and wait for something, for like the perfect moment. I'm all about career opportunities, career transition. I focus a lot on military, but if you've listened to more than one of these, you know that I don't always just focus on that. I do because I have a military background, so I know a lot about it, and I've done a successful transition myself, but you can come from any background, civilian, military, and just changing to another career or creating your other career or creating another career via entrepreneurship, it's all feasible. But you can't just sit back and wait for something to happen. So you have a feeling that something is not working in your career, and you keep waiting for the perfect opportunity to show up. You want to know what to do next. You want the safe path. Well, I'm sorry to say that this is not the podcast for that. I am not the guy to tell you that. The safe path is for suckers. The safe path sucks. Like, you're not going to get anything good from playing it safe. Like, you got to have fun. You got to do crazy shit. You got to risk it for the biscuit. And you got to go out there and you got to not take the path that's been beaten down. You got to blaze your own path sometimes, and you're never going to be able to do that by sitting back and just waiting. The truth is, you're probably not going to know what to do and how to become successful until you do it. You're going to have to follow the hunch. Hopefully you do have a hunch that you should be doing something else, and then try to do something different. You might fail. You'll probably fail. You're going to have to pivot a ton of times, and you're going to have to try over and over and over and over again until you find your calling. How do you do this? How does it happen? Well, it doesn't happen easily. I'll tell you, I'm 31 years old, was in the Navy for 9 years. And when I got out, I got a job in IT, but honestly, it's not my true calling. And I'm just getting there slowly, but surely. I'm so thankful for the opportunities that I have while I seek my true calling. But to be dead honest with you, is that it? No. Is this podcast it? Yes, this is a huge part of my calling. My calling is to do the damn best I can to help myself and help other people at the same time. And I absolutely love doing this, and I hope that it helps you. So I'm doing a couple things at the same time. Like, I'm working my ass off at my job, and I'm trying to do the best I can while I do that. But ultimately, I want to work for myself, and you guys know that. And it's okay to work your day job while you figure it out. I made a post the other day on Instagram. I'm gonna bring it up real quick. It was on Sunday night. So 2 nights ago, I said, Sunday night blues? If you don't know what I'm talking about, keep scrolling. If you literally feel this post in your chest right now, put your phone down and make a list of what you like to do and what you're good at. Start researching jobs that would allow for you to be able to do the things that are in both columns. If it's not out there, create it. And that's what this podcast is all about. Don't sit back and wait for shit to happen. And even if it doesn't exist, if you made that list, you made things in the left of the column, you made things in the right column, and there are things I like, things I'm good at, and there's no job out there for that, no job opportunities. If you can honestly tell yourself that, and you can honestly tell me that, then so be it. Go out there and create it. I'm keeping shit behind the curtain, but I have big things stewing because there is shit out there that hasn't been created. I'm doing my research. I'm checking patent sites like crazy shit that I haven't shared yet, that I probably won't even share for months and years because it's that big. And I had my left column. I had my right column. And none of that shit matched up to what was out there. There was no opportunities for that. So I'm all about creating it for myself, and that's what I'm doing. And I want you to go out there and know, just know that you have options. You don't need to subscribe to everything on the left. You don't need to subscribe to everything on the right. You don't need to go to college. You don't need to not go to college. You need to do what's right for you and just know that there are options, and then make the best decision possible with all of the data. So go do what's best for you. And if it's not available, if that career isn't there, if you're not happy doing what you're doing right now, go out there and create it. Stop sitting back. Stop waiting. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And do the damn best you can do for you and your family. I know you can do it. I'm slowly doing it too. I'm going to do it with you as well. If you need somebody to talk to, talk to somebody. If you don't have anybody to talk to, you know me. I mean, I don't know you, but you know where to find me and how to find me, and you know that I'll talk to you, and you know this is how I feel, and you know I'm incredibly passionate about you going out there and doing what you want to do, so you know I'll talk to you as well. We don't have to talk long, just be like, hey, does this sound like a great idea? I'm gonna be like, I don't know, is it best for you? And we're gonna see where it goes, but I want to help you and go out there. If you're figuring it out, if you've already figured it out and you're like, this podcast isn't for me, well, thanks for staying along this long, first of all. Second of all, go out there and help somebody else out, because this is what this is all about. Figuring out what the heck to do for ourselves and paying it forward, helping other people along the way too, because God, don't you wish that somebody could have shown you some shit earlier in your life? Be that person for somebody else. Whew. All right, my friends, sometimes I get heated up and I really just want the best for all of y'all. And I incredibly appreciate your support. I hope that you share this with other people This is the perfect opportunity to just share it. The perfect opportunity does exist. I lied. This is the perfect opportunity to share it with somebody else that needs to hear this stuff. But in all seriousness, go out there, do the best you can for yourself, help somebody out along the way, and just keep on grinding every single day. Keep on pushing. Some days are going to suck. Some days are going to be awesome. Some days are just going to be okay. But you're going to be okay, and you're going to get through it. I have absolute faith in you. Remember, you can find me at christophlewis.com/podcast or /book challenge and buy any book online there. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis and at One Book a Week Challenge. And you can rate 5 stars on iTunes if you super enjoyed this podcast. So thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for sharing this, but please don't only listen. You need to apply this stuff. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of the coolest books in the universe, but if you don't apply a single bit of it, it means nothing. You may feel better by listening to all of them and reading all of them and sharing cool stuff on Instagram, but it doesn't mean shit if you don't apply it. All right, my friends, have the best day ever.